Hey Grow Girls, you are listening to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast, hosted by me, your multifaceted manifestation coach, Leela Jasmine Seeley. I have been on a journey from being addicted to the hustle, disconnected from my feminine energy, linking my worth to my productivity, and giving away all of my power to toxic relationships, to manifesting my dream soul-led business, my freedom island lifestyle, my dream partner, and honestly, so much more. So now it's my mission to help you heal and create your "is this freaking real" moments in life. This podcast will guide you on your journey to finding your light, healing your conditioning, and unlocking the power that resides within you. So let's dig in. Hey Grow Girls, welcome back to the podcast. And in today's episode, I have a new setup. If you haven't noticed, we've gone into video, which is very exciting. And also I'm not 100% sure that I know exactly what I'm doing and if it's all gonna work, but I guess this is my test. So let's bear with me. And if it did work and you loved it, please send me a DM and let me know that the new experience is good so that I can keep going and that my pretty pink setup was worth the vision boards. So in today's episode, we are talking about fashion and manifestation. And what we're going to dive into is, can clothes and what you wear really help you manifest? And I feel like when I first started talking about this, and when I first started putting this out there on my Instagram, it probably came as a bit of a shock because I'm like unconscious mind obsessed, like inner work queen. All of my work, all of my content had been very, very focused on, or at least from the outside, would appear to be all about like everything inner work. Everything that you need to do to manifest is on the inside. And clothes, fashion, this is all something that's very outer world. It's very physical world. It can almost come across as frivolous. And I know that I've put it in that box in the past, especially being someone who went to fashion school, did a whole degree in fashion. My whole life was about fashion for a long time. I think I became that person that then put it in this box of like, oh, fashion is from everything to me, from it being everything to me, to being, oh, it doesn't matter at all. So it might have come as a shock when I started talking about this on Instagram, but I wanted to do this episode to really share how clothes affect the manifestation process, why I felt so pulled to bring this as into my work and into part of what I teach and how I share it with you. And also show you that actually I haven't gone and flipped to the other side and how there's a lot of like the stuff that I love. You know, I'm studying neuroscience, you know, I've always used a lot of the inner work mindset piece as a life coach. I want to show you how that actually backs this up. So that's what we're going to dive into today. So how I would describe it is like manifestation is like an iceberg effect. When you are manifesting, as you know, the bulk of what you manifest is coming from who you think you be. It's coming from your unconscious behavior because 90% of your behavior comes from, or more than that, comes from your unconscious mind. So that is the bulk of what I have often talked about and shared. And here's what I want to stress. I do not go back on that. I stand by that. I will die on the cross on that. Your unconscious behavior is literally driving almost all of your behavior every day. And we're just walking around thinking, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Like I'm consciously deciding what I want every day. We don't realize actually it's our unconscious programming that is driving us most of the day. It's like we're living in a little bit of a dream world. I stand by that. But in an iceberg, you have that unconscious mind, which if you imagine an iceberg poking out of the water, that is the bit below the sea. But above the sea is still the top of the iceberg. So if manifestation is the iceberg, yes, the bulk of it will come into the unconscious mind. The bulk of it is what you can't see. It's the things you don't see yourself doing that are underneath the sea, underneath the water. But we can't deny the existence of the top of the iceberg. So in this analogy, the top of the iceberg would be all of these conscious things that we're doing, the tangible physical things we do in the physical world. And your clothes are a huge part of that. Think of the actions that you do day to day and how they affect your manifestation. Think of the behaviors that you are actually consciously thinking about. The clothes that you wear, they are a part of that. And I would even go as far as to say that actually some of what we put on our bodies is unconscious. We wake up and we just grab the thing that we're used to grabbing. We grab the items from the wardrobe that are close to us, that we feel comfortable with, that we have already kind of made a part of our identity. So becoming aware of what we're putting on our body and actually start thinking about, wait, is this something I want to wear? Does it align with who I want to be? Is it going to help me manifest what I want to manifest? Is already a very good thing in the manifestation process. But a lot of the time we will consciously think about what we're wearing. It's a tangible physical thing. I see it as deep inner unconscious work is creating your identity. That is the most important part of manifestation. But if you are a conscious woman who I know, and I know most of you are, somebody who's always doing the inner work, someone who's always doing the aligning, someone who's very self-aware, self-development junkie, taking it to the top of the iceberg, you've already done all of this, or you're already doing it. Adding this next layer of the clothes you're wearing is huge and can be that thing that pushes you over the edge or adds to all that you're doing and helps you to catapult into this new identity. I say our clothes and our wardrobe are there to affirm and help us embody our higher selves. Yes, we have to do all this inner work. We have to be that higher self on the inside, do the work to become her. But then when you put on the clothes that align to this version that you've worked so hard to be, something shifts in your mind and you truly strengthen that new identity. It's no longer something that's just inward. It's like you've taken it from the inside and translated it on the outside. And then you can see that and you're like, yes, this is me now. You're sending a powerful signal to your mind that I am this person. I'm not just acting like this person. I've not just been saying these affirmations and changing the way that I think. I have actually brought it into the physical world that I can see it with my senses. And I think there's something really powerful about that. And I've noticed it for myself massively. For example, when I went to Trinidad and we moved to Trinidad, that was in 2022, end of 2022. I'd never lived in a country like that. I hadn't even been to a country like that, like a hot, hot, humid, rainforesty country for years. And so I packed all my stuff, like little denim hot pants and all that kind of thing. And then when I got there and like denim jeans and like crop tops, I was like, oh my God, I'm not going near anything denim. It's fucking boiling. Like, I'm not wearing anything like that, first of all. And then as we went, you know, we went on, like I went through so much growth during that time. Like moving away alone is enough to make you grow the fuck up. Like, not like I wasn't grown up, but like what I mean is like level up and reach your next level self. But then when you add in some of the things that we went through, like it's next level. And I'm just going to check actually that this is still on. Yes. Okay, we're still recording. So I feel like I changed a lot as a person during the time in Trinidad. And then we moved to Tobago, so we're like actually living on the beach, and it's now been like a year since we moved abroad almost, and my body shape had also completely changed. Like, I definitely put on weight through everything that we went through, all the stress, but also I guess I grew up. Like, my body shape changed and my hips were wider, and none of my clothes really fit properly. Like, and when I came home, I just felt like I didn't feel good about myself. Like, my self-image had changed. Like, I'd always been someone who really like made an effort on the outside, and it made me feel really good. And then through being there, it was just boiling hot that I was just like in that energy of put anything on that I can breathe in. So I didn't really make an effort anymore on my appearance on the outside. And I didn't feel like my clothes flattered me or affirmed this new person, like this person who'd leveled the fuck up and who had grown and who had changed so much. I just felt like my clothes were like this version of me when I was like 27, 28. And then I was coming back like almost 30 and like just with a whole new mindset and a whole new identity. And I felt that like shift in like, I didn't feel like that was presented on the outside. So I did my own style formation. And when I went back to Tobago and I got to wear all the outfits, obviously I didn't get to wear them in the UK because it was freaking freezing. And I was here in like November, I was still here. So it wasn't till I got there that then, okay, out go the woolly coats, and I started wearing all my new clothes. And I just felt completely different. Like, I chose clothes that were different because I'd changed my identity. Like, even all the money work that I was doing, it was helping me to see myself as a wealthy woman, a successful woman, a woman who deserves nice things, a woman whose business grows, a woman who deserves to be paid her worth, a woman who looks after herself. And my clothes didn't represent that. Like, I definitely always felt more comfortable just wearing like very casual things. I didn't feel comfortable dressing up. I didn't wear things that were sleek and like sophisticated. I felt much more comfortable in like lycra and like just like more, I don't even know how to put it, like street styly stuff maybe, I don't know. And I just started wearing like long linen-y trousers and shirts and like just all these things. There's a TikTok or an Instagram reel on my page where I literally show you like the outfits before and the outfits after, and you'll see, if you see it, you'll know what I mean. So like, go stalk me to see that, because it's better than me trying to verbalize this thing that's very physical. But the energy I felt aligned. What I'd been shifting on the inside, and so much had changed in that year since being in Trinidad and Tobago. I completely like worked my money so much that I was in a completely different situation, from hardly having any savings to like really having grown a lot of savings, to really having got control of my money from before it was controlling me. My business grew, I got way more clients. Like, all of that, I suddenly felt like all of that went from inside to outside, and it translated. And a lot of magic has manifested in those probably, what, 3-4 months since I got back to Tobago. And obviously I'm now back in the UK again. A lot has changed in that time. A lot has manifested because I feel like I took what was going on inside and I cemented that on the outside. And another reason this is big, it can depend on your human design type, your human design cognition, or strongest sense, depending on where you learn your human design. Sometimes we call it cognition, sometimes we call it strongest sense. And mine is outer vision. What that means is I take in information from the world the most through my eyes, through what I see. So that's why having things that look nice, like designing my space in a way that looks good, all of that is really important to me, because that's how I take in and process the outside world. So for me, with outer vision being my strongest sense, what I see is what's going to connect to my brain the most. So when I see myself in the mirror, embodying and dressed like this new version of me, my senses can really take that in. Like, it just hits different. Let's just put it like that. Like, it hits different in my brain. And so I think that's a big reason that I went through such a powerful shift and so much has manifested recently. And I am going to do an episode soon telling you all about exactly what has manifested and how, because as with every manifestation, so many powerful lessons and insights come whenever something manifests, and I look at how that happened. So that is to come in the future. But I wanted to share that on why it can make such a big difference, even when we know that identity is behind what we manifest so much. One, if you have outer vision, or even if you don't, there's something about seeing yourself and acting in a way, putting on certain clothes, walking a certain way, dressing a certain way, that is the extra piece to identity. It starts inside, 100% undeniable. But identity is affirmed by the actions we take, the clothes we wear, all of that stuff, juicy stuff. Okay, so that's the identity piece. But I also want to share a very tangible way that our clothes affect our behavior. And we know that our behavior compounds to create what we manifest. So imagine this, right? Our clothes affect our mood. We know this. Surely we know this. But imagine you're going out to an event, and I feel like this is an actual life story from my past. Like, this is an actual experience that I've had. You're going to an event, and you imagine you're wearing this pair of jeans that is cutting into your belly, squeezing on your belly. You could feel like the suffocation going on, and impaling your vajayjay. Just imagine that feeling. I don't know if anyone else experiences this or if I've got a weird shaped body, but jeans, especially skinny jeans, which thankfully are not really a thing anymore, not my friend. Body is not cut out for it. Yeah, they might look nice, but they do not feel nice. So imagine going to an event dressed like that. You're walking around, you're trying to talk to people, you may be networking, having a little drink, and all you can feel is like every sip that you're taking or every bite you're taking, it's like, ugh! Your belly's got nowhere to go. Like, the jeans are cutting in. The vajayjay is getting those sharp pains because the denim is just like impaling her. And that's not what it's meant for. So you're just feeling super uncomfortable, and you're kind of distracted. You're a little bit irritable. You're feeling moody. Your energy is like one of a bit of like chaotic. Like, you're a bit of a hot mess. You're a bit stressed. You're not very present because you can just think about these painful feelings that you're feeling. You're probably going to be in a rush to leave. You're probably going to leave sooner than if you were wearing something that just skimmed you. You felt so comfortable, like you're just wearing a cloud. And every time you looked in the mirror, you felt like a freaking boss. If you're wearing that outfit, you'd probably stay. If you're wearing the outfit that you look in the mirror and you feel insecure because you feel like it's squeezing you and it's physically uncomfortable and you're irritable and you're frustrated, you're probably going to leave early. And then the whole experience of the event is completely different because your behavior changed. The energy you're in changed. Your behavior changed in that you actually left before perhaps you met the person that you would have vibed with majorly, and maybe you guys would have collaborated or whatever. And then you may get home and you're frustrated and you're irritated and you think, oh, that event was shit. Like, I felt really awkward. I didn't feel comfortable. So you're affirming your identity that, see, like, I'm awkward. See, these events never go well for me. See, I don't fit in. See, I don't make any good connections anyway. I'm not a confident person. And you're affirming all that about your identity. But actually, that's not who you are. That's just one experience. But that experience happened because of an external thing. And it's affirmed that. And yes, here's what I want to say. You might be thinking, oh, but you say everything's inner, so, you know, are you saying now that actually it's not inner and our genes have more of an impact than our mindset? No. Of course, when you're doing the inner work, you can, like, you could be wearing something hideous, but inside, if you feel like a boss bitch and you feel confident, you can kind of override that. But when we're growing, we're all human, when we're growing and we're doing the work and we're trying to become this confident boss bitch and whatever, we have to help ourselves to help ourselves. Yes, in theory, you should be able to override anything, but we're still humans and we still have emotions. And when you wear things that really affirm you and make you feel amazing and affirm all the changes you're making inside, it gives you a helping hand. It helps you to translate that and to make it work for you and to express that on the outside. Whereas wearing something that really doesn't is just making it harder for you to adopt this new identity when you're still trying. It's still like a new, you know, it's like a new shell. Like, what is it? Which animal is it that gets new shells? Maybe I shouldn't use this example, but like, it's growing pains. You're not used to it yet. It's still a bit uncomfortable, this new personality. So giving yourself everything you can to help make it more comfortable, to help bring it out of you, is a power move. And this is why I think our clothes are such a tool. And it was only through shunning my clothes for so long that after I gave up my fashion career, I did that because I realized that my clothes had become something I was so reliant on. I did not feel good enough, and so my clothes became everything. My clothes became my mask. Like, I hid behind my clothes. If I wasn't wearing a perfect outfit, I didn't feel secure. I needed to shop all the freaking time to buy things that would make me feel better about myself because I didn't feel good about myself. And that's obviously not healthy, and I don't recommend that to anyone. And that's where my work became so much about do the inner work rather than just band-aid your problems by buying things or by dressing up. But then somewhere along the line, I became such an inner work queen, and I transformed my personality, I transformed my life, I transformed my nervous system, transformed my mindset, and my life just kept getting better and better. And then somewhere along the line, I realized, like, okay, I've done so much inner work now that actually I can see that I'm holding back from, like, actually taking certain actions in the outside world. Like, I didn't want to wear things that would make me stand out because that was still me holding myself back a little bit. I never wore colour, and now I freaking suddenly love it. Like, I've turned 30 and I've started dressing 13 again. Like, it's the opposite, but I suddenly am having fun again. Like, my personality, my life is all about fun and freedom, and then I wasn't dressing that way. So I realised that, okay, we've done so much inner work now, it's time to cement some of this on the outside. And to be unafraid to stand out, to have fun with your clothes, not just inner fun. To be bold, to be your bold, unapologetic self. To dress in a way that makes you feel really good, because it's no longer a crutch. It's just the cherry on top. That's how I describe your clothes when it comes to manifestation. It's the cherry on top of the cake. You've done the deep work that is the cake. Your action steps, you taking the right actions, using the right strategy in your business, in your life, that's the icing. And your clothes, they are the cherry on top. So I hope this helped. I hope this inspired you to give yourself a little bit more self-love. I am recording this on Valentine's Day, so it's actually very appropriate. And self-love in the external sense as well. I am not here to demonize those things and to make them seem frivolous. I am here to say, cook the sponge first, bake the sponge, which is your paradigm, your mindset, the inner work. Then ice it up, take that strategy, and then put the cherry on top. And yeah, look at the way you dress, the way you treat yourself, maybe how you do your nails and your hair, and do the things that affirm this identity that you've worked so hard on. And if you fill the pool, this is exactly why I created my Style Formation service, which is pre-love styling to affirm and embody your higher self. So this is where I create your pre-loved 11-piece collection of clothes that have been pre-loved, we manifest responsibly, that are affirming this new version of you. We look at what you want to manifest and who you need to be to do that, and we work backwards so that we are designing the collection, the clothes, the outfits that you wear every day around that person. So that when you put them on, you feel like her on the outside as well as the inside. So if you feel the pull, you can DM me on Instagram the word style. I was going to say style formation, but no one really ever knows how to spell that. So style. And I will send you the link. I have two spots whilst I'm here in the UK. So I have spots for March and for the rest of this month. And after that, I will let you know if I decide to extend, but most likely I will be back on my way to Tobago and I won't be doing this while I'm there. I hope you love this episode. I hope you love my new setup. And if you did, please DM me and let me know, because I would love to know. And until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.
So I hope you love this episode. Thank you for listening and spending your time with me. And I really hope that it is empowering you and has empowered you to go for those goals and to know that you are so capable of manifesting all that you desire and all of that soulful success in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any aspect that you desire it in. And if you did enjoy this episode, if you did find it helpful, if you did have some light bulb moments, please take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Leela Jasmine Sule. I would love to hear what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear how it helped you, but also it would be amazing if you could share the message and pass this on to more Grow Girls who would benefit from this. And if you share it on your Instagram stories, then of course all the Grow Girls in your community will also be able to listen and enjoy the goodness as well. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.